weekdays from 4.
105 Drive with Julian Clover.
Seeing you home.
And as we've been hearing, Theresa May has taken the decision, reluctantly, she says, to call a snap general election on the 8th of June. The Prime Minister made the surprise announcement this morning, saying it was the only way to ensure stability as we leave the EU. If MPs approve the request tomorrow, Parliament will dissolve 2 weeks later. I'm joined by Cambridge MP Daniel Zeichner. Good afternoon, Daniel.
Hello, Julian.
Bit of a surprise, this one, really. What was your reaction?
Well, I think a few weeks ago, a lot of us thought she was about to do this. But she'd spent so many months telling the country she wasn't going to do it that I guess we all believed her. And I think I now conclude that you probably can't believe anything she's saying, because she said it with such conviction that you might have felt that that she would honour that promise. But she hasn't. I think it tells us that she sees this trouble ahead with the economy, with the kind of hard Brexit she's pursuing. And she doesn't fancy an election when people can see the consequence of it, so she's cutting and running.
MPs still need to vote on this, of course. I'm assuming you'll be one of them.
Yeah, I'll be voting, and I think I'll be voting in favour, because I would never run away from an election. But I have to say, I'm not sure the country wants another vote at the moment, necessarily. We've had a lot of votes over the last few years. And I think this is actually an example of, once again, I'm afraid, politicians putting the interests of their party, in this case, the Conservative Party, before the interests of the country.
I'm trying to think back. I'm assuming it's the, if you like, the closest general election to another since probably 1974, when we had two elections. I can't recall there being one as soon since then.
No, I agree. And, of course, it is extraordinary because the government has a majority. They can, sadly...
Only about 17 or so, of course. So that's one of the dangers for them and for opposition MPs such as yourself all to gain.
Well, I think what it shows also is that she knows that she can't keep her party together, because she's been captured by the people who wanted a hard Brexit, the people who made John Major's life such a misery for him 20 years ago. So the Conservatives have been taken over by the extreme wing of their party, and maybe she's hoping that this will somehow sort it out for her. But she may have a bit of a shock, because she may find the public take a look at the rising prices in the shops, the rising fuel prices, and ask, is this really a sensible way to be going?
But she might have been before she went on her walk, which will probably become infamous now, with her husband over Easter. She might have been looking at her Sunday newspapers and seeing stories of 20-point leads in polls over Labour. And your party clearly has a lot of work to do over the next 6 weeks.
We do, but I think when it comes to an election, it focuses people's minds, and they'll be asking themselves, what kind of country do we want to live in the next 5 years? And we've seen the kind of the unpleasantness, the coldness, the meanness, particularly for people who are vulnerable, the cuts to welfare at the moment, the cuts to personal independence payments, at the same time as money being apparently available for the most wealthy in the country. Now, that's what you get with a Conservative government. I think a lot of people, particularly in Cambridge, will look at that and say, that's not the kind of country we want to live in. We want something different, and that's what Labour will be offering.
Well, what's going to be your campaign message for Cambridge when you get out there once Parliament's dissolved in a couple of weeks' time?
Very much what I've just been saying, really, that I can see how hard it is for a lot of people at the moment as prices are rising. I can see how hard it is when people are having insecure temporary jobs. And we've, I'm afraid, still got a very divided Cambridge, like we've got a divided country. Now, Theresa May claimed on those famous steps of Downing Street speech that these were the people she was concerned about. But the evidence of her policies since then show that I'm afraid that was just a soundbite. And she's not to be trusted. And I think a lot of people will, as they think hard about what the next few years are going to be like, will want a government that's much more caring, much more concerned about the vulnerable in society, and can actually put Britain back where it should be, closer to the heart of Europe.
Lib Dems, of course, will be out in force, and I dare say Dr. Huppert, who we heard from a short while ago here on Cambridge 105, he'll also be very keen to regain the seat that you took from him at the last general election. Are you looking forward to the battle?
Well, this will be the third time we've gone head-to-head in the last few years, so this will be the best of three.
It's one all at the moment, really, isn't it?
It is one all, but I would just say that Cambridge is very unpredictable. It would be very arrogant of the two parties who've held the seat for the last few times to write off the others. I think it could be a very open contest. I think politics is very much in a state of flux these days. So I think, to be honest, the Liberal Democrats rather blew it when they supported the Conservatives back in 2010. I don't think people will have forgotten that. So it's all to play for, and I'm absolutely up for it, and I'm really looking forward to the next 6-7 weeks when I can help explain why the country would be so much better with a Labour government.
Yeah. And it's before the boundary changes as well, which is quite interesting. We were expecting there to be adjustments, I think, bringing in, I think, losing a bit of Milton and bringing in Queen Edith, if that's sort of a broad description of what might happen. But you get to fight on exactly the same boundaries as the last election.
We do, and of course it kind of makes the point. It's only 2 years since the last election, and this is a very panicky measure for a government that won that election. Let's remember this, they won that election, but they've just lurched from disaster to disaster through those 2 years. And they're now going to the country saying, well, you know, look what a mess we've made of it. Give us some more. I don't think so. I think actually we need a change of direction. And the good thing of this election is that there's a real choice for people. We can carry on this kind of descent, I'm afraid, into what looks like a very bad place post a hard Brexit. Or we can rethink and rebuild a constructive relationship with our European neighbours.
I've got a final question for you, Daniel. This is why we planned to speak to you originally. Of course, Cambridge United hosted a number of refugees and asylum seekers living locally for yesterday's Easter Monday match against Exeter. Do you think that football always shows itself in the best light when it comes to inclusiveness?
I think clubs like Cambridge United are a real beacon, and they go out of their way to be inclusive. I think the work that's done, particularly by the community trust, particularly in our schools, and particularly in the more vulnerable areas, is fantastic, which is one of the reasons, apart from the football, why I'm such a strong supporter of the club. And I thought it was a lovely gesture yesterday. It was partly working with Amnesty International and also Kick It Out to make the point that football's it's an international family, and that we've got a great record in the past of being welcoming to people who've had to flee other countries. And it was great to see people there at the game yesterday. And I said beforehand, I hoped that they were going to be able to hear a round of coconuts at the end and we could explain to them why we play that song. And lo and behold, we did.
And you stay for the match, obviously. Do you think that United will make it to the playoffs? Are they in with a chance?
Well, I'm a season ticket holder, so I've sat through many of the matches this season, and yesterday was certainly a much happier experience for us. It's tight, very, very tight, but the great thing is 3 games to play, and we're still in there. And on the back of yesterday's game, well, who knows? It's a bit like elections, really. You go out there, you give it your all, and you do it in the right spirit, and that's what Cambridge United do.
Well, let's hope if they do make the playoffs, it doesn't coincide with too much canvassing. Daniel Zeichner, thank you very much for speaking to Cambridge 105 this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Thanks very much. That's Daniel Zeichner, the Labour MP for Cambridge, and of course Theresa May's decision and announcement this morning that there's going to be a snap general election at the beginning of June. The date for your diary, if you want to know, and just mark it in, circle it round, is the 8th of June. It's 20 before 6 now.